Everybody, welcome to Robin's 365. It's day number 2083. I think we all go through stages where we can, like yesterday I spoke about Funky Town, where we can be in a bit of a rut. And as we change seasons here, we have gone from daylight savings, days longer, lighter, etc. And as you go into the cooler days, we're into autumn now, and autumn is my favourite season of the year here because we have nice days. It's not very windy, cold and fresh, but beautiful sunny days for a lot of autumn. The changing of the leaves, it looks really pretty, and I find that personally I sleep better. You know, you rug up a little bit more and you can sleep better in the cooler weather than the heat. That's what I personally find. But along with that comes, we're heading into the darker months. It's dark by 6 o'clock. We get to stages whereby, like, it's 5 p.m. here right now, but it can get to like 4:30 and the sun's starting to go down. People are going to work in the dark, coming home in the dark, and people are becoming sicker as we get deeper into winter, etc. And it can just be a little bit yuck for people. And so their health and wellness takes a bit of a back seat. The mindset can take a bit of a back seat. And sometimes I find myself where you can get in a bit of a rut at your desk or at your job, whatever it is that you're doing. Now, a lot of my job, I'm on my feet, but I have those periods of time where in between my clients and people have this misconception that, you get a break now, like, when's your next client? Oh, wow, that's good to have half a day off. Like, seriously, what serious business person in between appointments would say, I'm just going to have half a day off? I mean, no one does that. I mean, I work 7 days a week. I work incredibly hard and I'm very focused, even when I don't have those client-facing times, because that's when I'm working on the transformational parts of me, transformational parts of my business and for my clients, etc. So I can constantly deliver and over-deliver on the value that I'm providing people. And what I find, like today is a good example. I've had probably about 3 or 4 hours where I've been able to sit at my desk, and I sat at my desk too long. Like, I did some good work, but then I found that I was starting to drift a little bit in my mindset and my headspace, and it's like, yeah, you know what, you need to get out now. You can start to feel sluggish, and it's easy to stay there at the desk. And I'm like, no, I forced myself to get up, went and distracted myself doing a few other things, and now before I've got 26 minutes before my next client, I'm doing a few things to set myself up for success for tomorrow, like recording this podcast, which will be for tomorrow. I've got a busy day tomorrow. I start at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. I finish at 7 p.m. tonight. I have very long days, and this is how I can help get me the edge. But what I need to do is kind of get some more energy into myself right now. So how do you do that? You got to move. You got to get the blood circulating, because what happens if you continue to just stay in that same static place, which for me was sitting at my desk, and I was doing work, but I was feeling like I was slowing down. Everything was slowing down. It's like, come on, you got to switch things on. So that means getting up. It means moving. It means with that comes, how can I switch on very quickly some of those things I spoke about yesterday, those foundational things for success for me. So for me, my very left brain, I love to plan things out. So that's a good opportunity for me to say, all right, let's go back into what have I set down for me to do for this week? This is what I do on a Sunday. I pick out what are those things that if I do these by the end of the next week, also that this upcoming week, so by Sunday, this week I'll do a review and say, what would be those things that I'd be really proud of having accomplished this time in a week's time? And so I look at that list as I'm going through the week now, because we're like Wednesday early evening, and I'll say, all right, so what have I checked off that list? And I had a look at it, and it's like, man, you're falling behind here. You have not checked off all the things that you should have at this stage of the week. And then I reflect on that and say, well, why is that? You know, what's been going on for me what are the things that that I have done and what are the things that I haven't done. And then I realized that I'd been a little distracted by doing some other things that did take a little bit longer, and some marketing things and some technical things going on in my database and that kind of stuff. And working out some spam, like I'm getting a lot of spam email at the moment through my database. I would easily get 2 to 3 dozen spam things that come through my database at the moment, and looking at, you know, how do I stop that? And there are some ways to stop it, but it's not as straightforward as I would hope, because it's technical to happen in the background. But I will get it done. But it means I've got to have a conversation with the help desk tomorrow, because they were off today because of the, not today, but at this time, at the time of the day when I wanted to get the resolution, because they're based in the US and the help desk is closed. So I'll wait till tomorrow morning, my time, to do that. But there was a couple of things where I was just distracted. And even though I'd achieved some progress in some areas, these other areas I hadn't been as focused as I could have been. So at the same time, multitasking, I'm throwing a little toy to Whiskers at the same time. I'm throwing it outside, he's bringing it back in, throwing it outside again. He's like, I train him like a little dog. Do you want to say hi, Whiskers? Yeah, did you hear that? He gave a little bit of a meow. So when it comes to those things, I've got to hold myself to account. I'll say, oh, hang on, what have you done? Why? And how do we correct this now so that by the time you get to Sunday, you are still being able to accomplish everything that you set down to accomplish in the first place? Because otherwise, we just don't make progress. And that was one of the things I said yesterday. If you can see and feel yourself making progress, then you will make progress and you'll get closer and closer to where it is that you ultimately want to get to in terms of success. And so when you are in that rut, you've got to break it down and say, well, all right, let me get up and move. And so as I do that, it creates energy within me. And with that comes that, hang on, so like I'm clicking my fingers here. Get back to where you know you perform at your peak. What are those things that help you focus? And so it's like I've got a one-page blueprint. I go to that and I look at how am I tracking for things on that? Am I making progress there? What were the things that I set down for this week to do? All right, I'm going to do this, this, and this. Today, I've got these two or three things, or one thing, depends how big it is, that I'm going to do tomorrow. So before I go to bed tonight, I'll go through that list and I'll make sure that I've got those things that I want to achieve tomorrow from the list that I created on Sunday in the calendar, to progress them so that I can continue to make progress. And look, there'll be some things, like I get frustrated by the marketing side of things that I do. I put a lot of work into marketing. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. And again, what I find here locally is that as it gets colder, a lot of people will tend to snuggle under the covers, go into their caves and think, well, I'll do something about my health and wellness when the weather warms up. Now, there is also a heap of pressure on people here locally, because people are perhaps overcommitted during COVID at the low interest rates, and I'm hearing more and more people that their rate rises, they're coming off their 2-year loans or whatever, 3-year fixed periods, are coming up in June, coming up in July, coming up in August this year, i.e. winter. And so the cost of living, there's a lot of pressure on that, interest rates going up. Some people are having to find thousands of dollars extra in their monthly household budget in order to pay for their higher mortgage repayments. Sorry, I'm just going to have a drink. So the services that I provide for a lot of people can be considered a luxury item. So there's more and more pressure on there. So I'm looking at some more creative ways where I can help people. And so one of the most viewed TikTok videos I've done over the last 2 months has been one where I spoke about the cost of living and how to make meals for as little as $2.98 up to $4.07 to make a meal. that got the most views compared to all the other ones that I did or am doing. So maybe I need to do more in that particular space. Anyway, I mean, there's just a lot going on, so it can be really frustrating for me to come up with new ideas, try them, is it working, try something else, and so that's one of the most frustrating parts of my business, unfortunately, but I'm not alone in that space. And so when you can get, say, I won't call it a failure, but let's just say for simplicity, for the conversation, failure after failure after failure, you can feel like, what's the point? Why should I keep on bothering doing that, coming up with new ideas, etc. If they're not working, why don't I just go and do something else? And then you can just stay in this negative, toxic place within your own headspace. And so you've got to be really, really careful not to remain there, because it happens really, really fast. And so that's why I say you've got to be aware of when you're heading down that path, and you've got to break it. You've got to put a cork in that funnel. You've got to stop it and do something that you know helps do the reverse. And for me, it's getting up, it's energizing yourself and just refocusing. Just take a break. Take 10 minutes out. I'm not talking about taking a day out, a week out, whatever, going on a holiday, say, oh, wow, I just need a break. No, the reality is you just need to focus. You probably need to focus a bit more on your health, focus a bit more on being focused on what's important to you, being very... And when I say focus, what I'm talking about is a lot of people will say, yeah, I'm focused, but they're focusing on a whole bunch of different things, like a dozen different things. What we're talking about is focus on one thing and get it done. Get it done well, move on to the next thing, focus on that. That's what I talk about, focus. Now, why can you do it quicker? Because you're focused for longer with more energy. And you'll hear me often talk about with more focus, with more energy, you can do more of what? Everything. And then you attach to that the work ethic. Okay, I'm going to start early. I'm going to work very focused. I'm going to be energized. I know that I'm fueling myself the right way. I know I feel good about myself. I feel good about my health. Therefore, I can stay up longer. I can work harder. I can be more focused. I will get more done than most other people do. And so that will progress me compared to my competitors, compared to anyone else. Doing things that are different from everybody else. And that's what separates you from everybody else. And it doesn't matter whether you're in a business or whether you're just in the workforce. Most of the things that I do, I notice now when I do have that opportunity to step into corporations and some very big organizations. And it's like, wow, I can't believe that I'm so far ahead of a lot of these senior people, because they're not consistently doing the things that I'm doing every single day, 7 days a week, growing myself. Let's think about it. Think about it like this. Let's say that you're planting a few seeds this week. You're out in the field. You plant a few seeds this, well, not this week, today. And then you plant a few seeds tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And you do that over 365 days. And you do it year after year after year. You are going to yield a lot of crops. The person that is in the field next to you that is maybe just sowing some seeds from time to time is not going to have anywhere near the acreage of crops that you are going to have. And that's a massive difference. And that's why I need you to focus on that. You've got to break the rut. If you're on this side of the world and we're heading into another cold winter, and it's there's going to be illnesses, and God knows what COVID is going to do this year, or what a cold and flu season is going to look like here in Australia. But the more energy and focus you put into your health and doubling down on that this winter, then you'll find that you'll come out of it a lot better. You'll be more focused. I mean, I often talk about how winter, in terms of my physical training that I do, is the most focused time of the year. Don't know why it just always turns out that way. Maybe it's because of the heat. Maybe it's just because I'm extra focused because most other people aren't at this time of the year, and that drives me to be even more focused. I don't know. I like to be competitive with myself. I like to be competitive with others as well in that kind of thing, knowing that I'm doing things that most people won't, and I know that that's going to help me be more successful than others. Perhaps it's got something to do with me being bullied as a kid and like the thing that I'll show you. I'm not ever going to be the smartest person in the room. Well, if I am, I'm in the wrong room. But I could be the hardest working, and you know, the greatest level of health, the greatest level of work ethic in the room, to just know that I'm really focused on the things that I can control. There's plenty of things in the world that we can't control, but I can control the folks that I put into my health, the folks that I put into when I'm going to get up, when I'm going to go to bed, what I do through the day, the goals that I'm going to set for myself, what I'm going to do in terms of writing down the steps that I need to perform, the learning that I'm going to do, the coaching that I'm going to pursue and get, the consistency that I'm going to listen to the right material, the way that I'm going to go out of my way to surround myself with the right people, etc., etc., etc. Like doing two podcasts a day, I'm in control of that. Could you do one podcast a day? Yeah. Could you do two? Yeah. Could you do three or four? Yeah, you could if that's what you really wanted to do. It's up to you in order to do that. I just choose my path, and I look to improve myself each and every day. So on that note, I'm going to leave it there. Stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. I'm feeling energized. See you tomorrow.